running circles. And then I thought to myself, if I'm presenting the weather tonight on the TV, which I also do here,
right,
would I look class like that? And then right. I thought, I'm going to be slightly more conservative. Did I make the wrong choice?
I think you made the wrong choice.
I should have gone.
I do, I have to say. I think, do you know what? They're very cute. Are these the new pair that you're wearing now?
Yeah.
They're very cute. But, you know, you've got such a strong eyebrow and you've got such a deep eye. I think you almost need a frame. It's almost like taking the Mona Lisa out of that wonderful ornate Louis Kahn style framing system and putting it into an IKEA one.
You do put it so
what I mean?
Well,
and I think that we need to frame those eyes. And I would have gone for something slightly more majestic, slightly more... stronger is what I'm saying.
So right? Frames are very much in.
Huge, striking
frames.
Absolutely. I think actually glasses over the last 5 years has become one of the fastest selling accessories of all time, which is amazing. And they've become so on trend around the world. I'm very fortunate that I travel a lot with my job, and I go out to places like Australia and New Zealand and countries in Asia as well. And they say to me, what's the hottest thing that's happening in Asia? And all of a sudden they're saying, you know, people are wearing glasses. We can't quite get our head around it. And it's now starting to filter out around the world, but they have become really very on trend. You know, they can kind of invent an outfit. A lot of people are using their glasses as the base to their look and then kind of spreading it all out after that. And so it's great, and it's brilliant for all those glass wearers out there, which there are obviously millions of us.
So what's it like for you sort of being seen as Mr. Fashion? Because I suppose this sums it up to some extent. I have a colleague here, and I worked out that every second Thursday I know what she's going to wear.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're paying a lot of notice
a lot of
there,
attention
Frank,
to her.
What's going on there?
Exactly. So I made the mistake of saying this to her. I said, I know what you're going to be wearing Thursday week. And she says, since when did you become Gokwon?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, what a put down that was. you know, in other words, you know, Frank, back in your box.
Well, yeah, it's a nice position to be in. It really is. You know, I love my job. I love fashion. I love style. I like the idea that people know me for my job. And that's one of my goals in my life was to become very successful, not necessarily famous, but successful for the job that I do. And so it's quite nice. And I quite like the idea that people can turn around and say they like to be gocked now. Or, you know, since when did you think you were Gokwan? And it's weird watching the soap operas when they'll put my name into the script, and so you'll have somebody come in and see, you know, in The Rover's Return and say something like, oh, you know, you're looking very Gokwan today.
So you feel honoured, I suppose,
yeah,
to some
honored,
extent.
Yeah, honoured, really honoured. I mean, recently there's a guy on The Only Way is Essex. I don't know if you get that programme over
no,
here.
No, we do, yeah.
Yeah, so The Only Way is Essex, and a guy called Bobby who's kind of imitated my look, which I think is a complete, you know, sign of flattery. And, you know, a lot of people think that I should be in uproar about it and going crazy and trying to sue him, or I should have painted my look. But, you know, I take it as a total sign of flattery, you know.
And in fairness to you, you're rarely off the TV, and I know a significant amount of it tends to be on Channel 4, but you are to the fore practically all the time. And I did notice an article...
To the fore?
Yeah, very much to the fore. Out front.
Oh, out front. Is that what that means?
Did you like that to the four, on four?
I don't even know what that means. You could have been speaking Mandarin there, Frank. I didn't know what that meant at all. To the four.
To the four, on four.
To the four, on four.
Gokwan is your man.
Exactly. Gokwan on four, to the four. There you go.
The more often, the better. And you know, what I've noticed as a result of that is your presence is you know... obvious, to avoid saying to the fore again. Your presence is obvious, but it was a difficult enough journey for you, because I wasn't totally aware of that till I saw a program recently where you were encouraging young fellas to be confident. And
yeah,
you brought your brother into the show. That was interesting stuff.
Yeah, a series that I did called Gok's Teens, The Naked Truth, which was almost a spin-off of How to Look Good Naked, which, for anyone that's not seen it, is a makeover show, but with a difference. It kind of looks at body dysmorphia and confidence. And Naked Teens was our way of using the theory of How to Look Good Naked, but with teenagers, so growing pains. And it was an incredible show to make. It was very inspiring, but also very hard, because obviously dealing with teenagers with difficult issues is always going to be slightly grueling and very upsetting. But one of the reasons why we made it was because taking my experiences of being a child, which is nothing like what you see on TV now, or nothing like what I am now, confident and outgoing and outspoken sometimes. But when I was younger, I was very isolated and quite quiet and quite shy. And
obese.
And obese. obese and bullied and gay and mixed race. So all these kind of, you know, all the reasons for me not to want to stand out. I kind of now have employed all of those reasons to stand out. And that was the highlight of making that documentary series, which was brilliant.
It was good because you could see young lads who had zero confidence. You know, I was surprised one young fella couldn't go to the bus stop without his mom.
Yeah, Jake.
It was very sad, that. And
really sad. But it's happening. It's happening all over the place. You know, it is absolutely everywhere. And I know that there's a recent poll in Ireland at the moment that you've got the highest rate of anorexia in Europe. Is that right?
Well, it is. There is a high rate.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the thing is that there's lots of kids behind closed doors and behind curtains in homes where we live now, all of them suffering with their identity, not quite knowing what they should look like or what they think is beautiful or what is healthy. And it's happening all around us. And I think it shows like Gox Teens, which allow us the permission to talk about it and give a safe space for not only parents but also teenagers to go to where they can get a sense of community and get some help if they want to.
And what is it that makes you super confident? You're confident in all the right ways. Some guys are confident and they're a pain in the butt. But, you know, I know you've been in this building before a few times, and I think this is the first time I've actually sat down and had a proper conversation with you on air. But when you come through the door, there's a warmth and there's a confidence and there's a presence. Have you worked on that, or is that natural?
Yeah, I think so. I've never been afraid of what was in my head and how I felt about things. The emotive side of me, I've always been very confident about. The physical side of myself, the present side, I always struggled with when I was younger. And I think over the years, what I've managed to do is work on both of those and form some kind of marriage, some balance. So I'm not any longer embarrassed to walk into a room. I don't mind people looking at me, which is probably quite a good thing with the job that I do. I also feel quite committed to my opinions, and I'm quite political in the sense of I don't mind having an opinion and I don't mind fighting for a cause. And I think that what comes with all those things is a sense of confidence, because you feel like you can contribute something. And with that, I've kind of turned it not only into my job, but I've used that as my biggest tool to overcome my own personal shyness. And I do have moments. If I'm in a bar talking to a boy, I can be absolutely dying of embarrassment and being very, very shy. But when I'm at work, I am at my most confident. So that has been engineered, and it's very much an adult production. It doesn't come naturally.
Is there a politician in the making in Gokwan?
Oh my God, do you think? I love politics. And in fact, when I was younger, I always wanted to be a politician. I wanted to see if I could make a difference. And in a weird way, I think with the shows like Gox Teens and House Like Good Naked, I think I have hopefully made a difference or changed an opinion, maybe even only if it's just been one. And I think that in my own little way, I suppose in my head, I'm running a little government, and I think it is trying to help people.
You see, we have politicians here lobbying for the voting age to be lowered to 16, and I've got a feeling that if they did lower it to 16 and you were to stand, say, for albeit maybe as an independent, I don't know which party you support, but if you were to stand as an independent, you probably would get enough support to get into Parliament.
Do you reckon?
Look at some of the bojos that are in Parliament. Of course
Do you know what? I mean, never say never. I mean, when we made Gox Teens and we went to Parliament with our campaign to get body confidence taught on the national curriculum, I loved it. It was really exciting. I love the campaigning side of things. I love the idea that you know, if you do have an opinion, is finding other people in the country that share the same opinion as you and trying to make a difference and fighting for the underdog in a very bizarre way. So you never know. I mean, it might happen. I think I'm very busy with shoes and handbags for the immediate future, but we'll see what happens in 10 years' time.
Now, there will be people listening to this programme who say, go on, Frank, ask him a question about fashion. So what are the tips? You know,
free
of charge, tell people what they should be wearing over the next six months.
What you should be wearing, I think, is it's clothes that suit your body shape beyond trend, is my first theory. My second theory is if you are going to be looking at the trends this season, then you should maybe be looking at tailoring because it suits most body shapes. You should be looking at all the placement prints, keeping it nice and bright, but also paring it down this season. So it's very, very simple. It's very, very elegant. But also in Ireland as well, you have such extreme seasons. You can have all four seasons in one day here. So I would say some very, very simple layering up with some thin knits this season before you go into your spring. There you go.
Will people see you about today?
I'm here doing interviews and meeting some competition winners for Specsavers, doing some glasses makeovers, and then here all day for a whole day. The last time I was in Belfast was for 2 hours, which was a bit of a fleeting visit. This time I've got about 8, which is quite a luxury for me.
Well, you know, the other thing I meant to say to you when I mentioned your brother, he's a fit lad, isn't he? He's a martial arts expert.
Yeah, he's a big guy. Yeah, he's a big guy. I think he's probably the biggest guy in martial arts, actually.
Yeah. He wouldn't like to be on the receiving end of his left foot.
Oh, do you know what? He's a real teddy bear. But I've seen him fight, actually, and it's not pretty. It's almost like Clash of the Titans, which is very exciting, but he's a rough guy. And beautiful. A big softie.
Yeah, I shouldn't be promoting Channel 4 programmes. However, you're just back from China. It starts soon on the telly. Did you enjoy
tomorrow.
That Chinese experience?
Yeah, in a weird way I did. I mean, I was very reserved about going out to China because I, being Anglo-Asian, so half English and half Chinese, going out to China for two reasons. One of the threads of the programme was to discover trade and looking at why China's got the monopoly on making things. And the other part was looking at my heritage and why I have never really felt that Chinese but more English, even though I'm half mix and mix, and going out to China. So I had my reservations about it because I didn't know what I was going to find, and I do go on quite an emotional journey, which is very fun, and my dad's in the show, so it's my first time my dad's ever been on television, which is brilliant because he's hilarious. I love him, but it was a great experience. But you'll see whether I like China or not, and it's very evident in the programme. And that's on air tomorrow night, actually.
Lovely stuff, Gog. Thanks for calling by. Thank you very much, Liddy from Specsavers, for bringing you in.
I know. Well, isn't she lovely?
She is lovely. Isn't it interesting that the best-looking girl in Specsavers doesn't wear glasses?
Well, this is. Well, I'm sure she's got a pair somewhere.
I bet she has. They pop on as we speak. Gog, thanks for your
time. Thanks, Frank. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
I'm going to play the most predictable song in the world, considering we've just spoken to Gog Kwan.